John Scott, and I'm the second vice president of Branch 43 of the Royal Canadian Legion. Well, we're looking to sell this building. This building is very, very expensive, and of course was designed for 2,500 people, and we're down to 600 and some people. So we're actively looking to downsize. Part of it is, you know, when the veterans used to go out and say in the Second World War when they joined up, they joined as a group. There would be, you know, 50 or 100 people go from Prince George, and they'd all join up, and most of them would end up in the same regiment or battalion, and they'd go over and go to Germany or whatever they did, and then when they came back, they pretty well came back as a group. So they were very cohesive and worked together, knew each other, had very, very similar experiences. What happens now is that two or three guys will go from one town, one or two guys from another town. They come from all over. They aren't going in a groups like they used to, and they don't all go into the same battalion or belong to the same thing. And even though they have like experiences, they have not interacted in the forces the same as they used to. I think there's a feeling out there that this is a place for the old fogies. They need to come in, they need to take over, they need to make the Legion their place, and changing to the Legion to what they need. They may know one or two people in town, but they do feel maybe a little isolated and don't realize that if they come into the Legion, that there's a soldier there. They can probably talk to him and talk in the same language.